Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning on a Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and it is time for a regular update with our friends at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Joining me in the studio today to talk about an upcoming event are actually a couple of folks with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions. Katrina Keough is here. She's project director. Also, Christy Heckman, who is quality initiative coordinator with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in this morning. We'll start with you, Christy. There's an event that's coming up that you want to get the word out on. What's happening?
Yes, UP Healthcare Solutions and UPHP have been very busy over the past several months planning our fourth annual Marquette County Community Resource Fair.
Tell me a little bit about that. What's going to be happening?
Well, we're excited to announce that the fair is actually back in person at Lakeview Arena in Marquette on June 15th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Now, Katrina, as we talk about this event, and I know I've talked with you about this in the past, and we've got the word out on it a little bit. How was the need for this event identified? How was that all put together?
As we all know, living here in the Upper Peninsula, it really presents unique challenges for our residents compared to the United States as a whole. Mm-hmm. Barriers like lack of access for affordable housing, transportation, and safe and healthy affordable food can have a really negative impact on overall health.
So tell me about maybe some of these advances and things that you've been working on.
Definitely. There have been many advances in programming here in Marquette County as well as across UP to some of the existing services. And that includes stationing the community health workers and other care teams throughout the community as a result of and in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And so we're hoping to really help strengthen the connection again between those community resources and the residents who deserve their services.
Is this somehow scientifically based? Tell me about maybe some data and things that are there to help with putting this program together.
Yeah, preliminary data from the state for 2021 really highlighted the region's concern for social determinants of health, which are non-health related factors like education, housing security, employment status, and overall physical environments. And these contribute to poor health outcomes. So we're aiming to empower residents of Marquette County on their health journey and provide them with as many resources as possible in one location and for one day.
We're talking with Katrina Keough this morning, who is project director with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, and Christy Heckman, a quality initiative coordinator with UPHCS, about the upcoming community resource fair. Christy, let's talk a little bit about what's going to be available, what things, what information is there for people that take part.
Yes, we have our Feeding America mobile food truck on site again at Barry Event Center beginning at noon and will be available while supplies last. Right across the way at Lakeview Arena, the resource fair will be kicking off at noon as well. We'll be offering personal services like haircuts. Residents can also visit many different organizations that are in attendance that offer health screens, food, housing, and utility resources, as well as veterans assistance, vaccinations, immunizations, women's resources, and more.
We're talking about the Marquette County Community Resource Fair, which is coming up on June 15th from noon to 4 p.m. at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Talking with Katrina Keough, who is project director with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions. Also, Christy Heckman, quality initiative coordinator with UPHCS. Christy, we took that last break here. We were talking about some of the things that will be available for people who attend. Let's pick that up again. What are some of the things that people can expect if they attend?
Well, in addition to resources related to food, housing, and health insecurities, we'll also have some community health workers for our UPHP members to assist with any questions they have regarding benefits. We also have, for the first 350 residents that attend our event, some totes that will be filled with personal care items and other goodies donated by UPHP, UPHCS, local community organizations, and businesses as well.
I also understand you've got a few things that are back as you're doing this event that is sort of somewhat by popular demand. They were looking for them, and tell me about that a little bit.
Absolutely. We have lots of prizes, such as bikes, outdoor equipment, sports gear, gift cards, gift baskets, and activities like bowling.
Are you looking for donations still? Are you looking for people to get involved with this?
Absolutely. For businesses interested in either offering funds or items that can be passed out that are health and wellness related, you can contact us at UPHP or UPHCS.
All right. Now, in the studio also is Katrina Keough, who is Project Director with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions. Tell me a little bit, Katrina, about what people can expect when they arrive on site.
Yeah, there will be lots of signage for people to direct for parking and many volunteers that can assist in helping direct and help loading vehicles should that be needed. For those that are attending the food truck first, you will want to enter the Berry Event Center parking lot from Fair Avenue to line up for the drive-through mobile food pantry, and then you'll get directed toward Lakeview Arena from that location.
Okay, and of course, it's important to remember here that this is free and open to the public, right? You want to make sure people know that.
Yes, absolutely. It is free. There is no registration required, although we love to collect some of your information should you be willing to provide that. And then you can peruse the various booths. We have up to 65 different booths that are going to be available for individuals to visit.
If people want to find out more information, what's a good way to do that?
You can go ahead and visit our UPHP website at uphp.com or at uphcs.org. We also have a Facebook page, UPHCS, and go ahead and give us a like there and you'll be able to receive updates.
That's Katrina Keough, who is Project Director with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, and also Christy Heckman, Quality Initiative Coordinator with Upper Peninsula Healthcare Solutions, talking about the upcoming Marquette County Resource Fair. It's on June 15th. At Lakeview Arena in Marquette, noon to 4. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. Just follow the Upper Peninsula Health Plan link. It'll get you right there. It's all about keeping you connected to the community on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.